Okay, my name Gardner. Just put it there for now. You can first offer your obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. If you can clear a path there, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Then the deities. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So what are the rules and regulations that you promise to follow?
No meat.
Keep the children quiet, please.
No meat, fish or eggs, no intoxication, no illicit sex and no gambling.
And how many rounds every day?
Minimum of 16 rounds.
So also request the disciples to regularly read Srila Prabhupada's books. Before I used to ask that they would read 1 hour, but I know that it's sometimes difficult in this day and age of so many activities, but I would request you, all of you, to be very serious about regularly reading, regularly studying Prabhupada's books as much as possible. We'll always receive proper instruction, whatever we have to do in Krishna consciousness. So, I'm going to give you a very nice name. It's an unusual name, but very wonderful at the same time. As the devotees remember, in 1979, I went down to South India to visit the appearance site of Lord Narasimhadev. If you want to know anything about the story, you just ask these kids. They know the story backwards and forwards. So that place is called Ahovalam, where Nisringadev appeared. So we are going to give you the name Ahovalam Nisringa. Yeah. Dr. Jason. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, So, Dr. Jason, what are the rules and regulations that you promise to keep forever?
No eating, which includes fish, eggs, and chicken, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling.
And how many rounds every day?
At least 16 rounds.
So, we are making this promise in front of the Lord, Gauri Thai, Nisringadev. We are making this promise in front of the Srila Prabhupada. We are making the promise in front of Vaishnavas, and we are making the promise in front of fire. Fire is also the mouth of Vishnu. When we throw the grains, then all these sinful reactions are going there. And the banana means we are surrendering our life. So, you are promising now to follow these rules and regulations, so keep this promise. And also, you read regularly. So I'm very happy to accept Dr. Jason. Is it finished? You want to reload? I keep speaking? Okay. I'll read a verse from the Vaishnava. I'm very happy to accept this young brahmachari as my disciple. Actually, it was not too long ago that Bhakta Jason approached me for initiation, but we have a common interest, and that is book distribution. Personally, I don't want to talk about myself. Distributed books for many years, so I'm always lamenting I'm not out there. But I said, if we can't distribute books, we should always be desiring to distribute books. So I'm hoping that through my disciples, I can fulfill this desire. Just like the father, he fulfills his desires through his children, actually. That is the reason people have children, basically. But it is a perverted principle, because they're fulfilling their material desires through their children. So to have a spiritual son, like Bhakti Jason, is very nice, because he has the spirit of Sangatan. So I'm hoping that he will fulfill my desire for distributing books. Because I have to sit in these big seats now, I can't get out. I sit in the office all day, you know. But I'm hoping that he will, on my request, continue this book distribution for as long as possible. Actually, why not make a career of preaching Krishna consciousness? Of course, different duties, responsibilities may come, but we should always feel that our identity as preachers in this Krishna conscious movement. So my request to you is that you distribute books, distribute books, distribute books. You distribute these books, you read these books, and you live by these books. That's more noise than the camera. So we're also giving you a name of Lord Srinadev. I've got a few names in the Srinadev I've been saving, so this was all quite all spontaneous this last few days initiation. Didn't know if we were going to be doing it, so I'm giving these nice names. So a lion in Sanskrit is called Simha, and when he's transcendental he's called Divya. Like we have Divya San, the transcendental bath. So your name means the servant of the transcendental lion, Divya Singha. Yeah. Kandarpa? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Do you want to use the microphone? She has the same problem as me. I always have to use a microphone. So what are the four legacy principles that you promise to follow forever?
No meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, and no gambling.
And chanting?
At least 16 rounds a day.
And reading?
1 hour a day.
Well, you can read regularly. Are you reading 1 hour a day?
Not always.
Almost. What, 59 minutes? All right, you read as much as possible. Actually, this is how our relationship began. She asked for some instruction, so I tried to connect her to Prabhupada by reading these books. So you continue like that. I want you to continue reading regularly. Also, Kandarpa has very nicely fulfilled my request to distribute Prabhupada's books. I know it is not easy for mothers, but that's no excuse. Mothers sometimes it's inconvenient to go out, but she's made this effort and in a very nice way, and for that reason I'm accepting her as a disciple, because again I see the reciprocation. So the more mercy that comes from our Guru Parampara, then the more reciprocation, and then the more mercy, then the more reciprocation. So we should learn this art of satisfying our Guru Parampara, and then we'll get more and more opportunities to advance in devotional service. So I'm also giving you a special name. A name of Lakshmi Devi, who I'm worshipping along with Lord Narasingadev every day. Lakshmi is sitting on the lap of Lord Narasingadev. She is his eternal consort. And in her deity form, she's known as Kari. Kari means that she is the ocean, or rather she is the goddess who is giving so much good fortune to everyone. So our good fortune is Krishna consciousness. So with the blessings of Lakshmi Devi, we may serve the lotus feet of Krishna, of Lord Narasimhadev. So we will give you this name. From now on, your name is Sri Kari Dasi. That was a special one. I've been saving that up. Sri Kari. Very beautiful name. Lakshmi Sringadevi. I also have two more nice names. Palomi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So what are the rules and regulations that you promise to follow forever?
No intoxication, no meat eating, no illicit sex, and no gambling.
And chanting?
Minimum of 16 rounds daily.
And reading? Regularly. So I'm also very happy to accept Palomi as my duly initiated disciple. She has also reciprocated very nicely. She's also a mother with a child, but she's also going out and distributing books. And I found out yesterday she's also a very good sewer. And she made the nice cushions that you see Lord Srinadev is wearing today. This is very nice. The spiritual master has, the disciple has the opportunity to serve the spiritual master personally and also by following his instructions. So you continue with your sankirtan and all your other services. So I am giving you a name. We have been quoting the Bhagavad Gita a lot recently. So that is Gita. And Krishna is referred to in the Bhagavad Gita as Govinda. So we will combine these two words. And from now on, your name will be Gita Govinda Dasi. Also a beautiful name, Gita Govinda. Bhaktinaya. So what are the rules and regulations which you promise to follow?
No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication.
And chanting?
16 minutes a day.
And reading?
As much as possible.
As much as possible. We all know that means, what that means for Bhaktinaya. When actually this is an instruction I gave her recently. Everyone very much appreciates her attitude of intense service for Krishna. But we must refine. How to refine that service? Not that we stop service, we decrease service, but we increase the quality. So how do we increase the quality? By becoming Krishna conscious. So I gave her the instruction, as much as she is intensely performing her service, she should intensely perform her sadhana. And that combination would be perfect. Everyone knows how hard she works. So I said, you work this hard at chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Don't feel shy. Sometimes people are saying she's working so hard, maybe you're thinking it's over endeavor. We have not yet begun to work for Srila Prabhupada. That is the idea. Over endeavor means that we are not, that we are serving, but we are compromising on the basic principles of sadhana. We are compromising on our chanting, we are compromising in our hearing, We're compromising on our association, compromising little details one by one by one, so much that we come to the point of compromising a principle. So we should not compromise like that. We should serve intensely, but we should balance, we should give it strength by intense sadhana. And then we'll really begin to see what Bhakti Nyan can do. Now she's doing so much nice service for Krishna. This is only the beginning. So she takes full shelter of this Maha Mantra and the instructions of her spiritual master. You'll see her service increase. Along with it, you'll see the quality increase, which means that we'll remember Krishna. At the moment of death, she can be a pure devotee of the Lord and go back and serve Krishna in the same capacity in the spiritual world. Yeah. Yeah. So we are giving you a very nice name. You should also give your association to others. We were saying that the disciple becomes a representative of the spiritual master. So you also give your association to others. You become an ocean of mercy. Therefore, from today on, your name will be Karunika Devi Dasa. Karunika means an ocean of mercy. Om Nrisingadas ki Jai. Divya Singhadas ki Jai. Shri Kari Dasi ki Jai. Gita Govinda Dasi ki Jai. Karunika Dasi ki Jai. All the assembled Vaishnavas ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada ki Jai. International Society for Krishna Consciousness ki Jai. Welcome back to Godhead ki Jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Chant enthusiastically.
Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
The 10 offenses of the Holy Name. Number 1, blasphemy of the great saintly persons who are engaged in the preaching of the Hare Krishna mantra is the worst offense at the lotus feet of the Holy Name. The Nama Prabhu, who is identical with Krishna, will never tolerate such blasphemous activities, even from one who passes as a great devotee. 2. In this material world, the holy name of Vishnu is all auspicious. Vishnu's name, form, qualities, and pastimes are all transcendental, absolute knowledge. Therefore, if one tries to separate the absolute personality of Godhead from his holy name, or his transcendental form, qualities, and pastimes, thinking them to be material, that is offensive. Similarly, to think the names of the demigods, such as Lord Shiva, to be as good as the name of Lord Vishnu, is also blasphemous. 3. To consider the spiritual master to be material, and therefore to envy his exalted position. 4. Blasphemy of the Vedic literature, such as the four Vedas and Puranas. 5. To give some interpretation of the holy name of the Lord. 6. To consider the glories of the holy name to be imaginary. 7. To think that since the Hare Krishna mantra can counteract all sinful reactions, one may therefore go on with all his sinful activities and then at the same time chant the Hare Krishna mantra to neutralize them is the greatest offense at the lotus feet of Hare Nam. One who thinks in this way cannot be purified by any means, such as by austerities or by the various punishments of Yamaraj. 8. It is a great offense to consider the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to be equal to the performance of religious ceremonies, following austere vows, practicing renunciation and fire sacrifices, which are all materialistic, auspicious activities. 9. It is an offense to preach the glories of the holy name to those who will not hear, to those who are atheistic and those who have no faith in the chanting of the holy name. 10. That lowest amongst men, who, even after hearing the glories of the transcendental holy name of the Lord, continues in a materialistic concept of life thinking, I am this body, and everything belonging to this body is mine, Ahamamati, and does not show respect and love for the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is also considered an offender to the holy name. Number 11, it is also offensive to be inattentive while chanting Hare Krishna. Srinam Prabhu Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna. Enthusiastic,
Hare Krishna.
Is a class on the Sri Namamrita given by His Holiness Indrajuna Swami in Christchurch on November the 3rd, 1990.
Krishna with devotees. Furthermore, go out and preach the value of chanting Krishna Nam, for by this process you will be able to deliver all fallen souls. Purport. It is another ambition of the spiritual master to see his disciples not only chant, dance, and follow the regulative principles, but also preach the glories of chanting to others in order to deliver them. But the Krishna conscious movement is based on the principle that one should become as perfect as possible in devotional service oneself, and also preach the cult for others' benefit. There are two classes of unalloyed devotees, namely Goshtananandis and Bhajananandis. Bhajananandis refers to one who is satisfied to cultivate devotional service for himself, and Goshtananandi is one who is not satisfied simply to become perfect himself. He wants to see others also take advantage of the holy name of the Lord and advance in spiritual life. The outstanding example is Prahlad Maharaj. When he was offered a benediction by Lord Nrisimhadev, Prahlad Maharaj said, quote, "My dear Lord, I have no problems and no benediction from you, because I am quite satisfied to chant your holy name. This is sufficient for me, because whenever I chant, I immediately merge in an ocean of transcendental bliss. I only lament to see others bereft of your love. They are riding in material activities for transient material pleasure, and spoiling their lives, toiling all day and night, simply for sense gratification, with no attachment for love of God. I am simply lamenting for them, and devising various plans to deliver them from the clutches of Maya." Unquote. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains in his Anuvasya, "A person who has attracted the attention of the spiritual master by his sincere service likes to dance and chant with similarly developed Krishna conscious devotees. The spiritual master authorizes such a devotee to deliver fallen souls in all parts of the world. Those who are not advanced prefer to chant the Hare Krishna mantra in a solitary place." Such activities constitute, in the language of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, a type of cheating process in the sense that they imitate the activities of exalted personalities like Haridas Thakur. One should not attempt to imitate such exalted devotees. Rather, one should endeavor to preach the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all parts of the world and thus become successful in spiritual life. One who is not very expert in preaching may chant in a secluded place, avoiding bad association. But for one who is actually advanced, preaching and meeting people who are not engaged in devotional service, are not disadvantages. A devotee gives the non-devotees his association, but is not affected by their misbehavior. Thus, by the activities of a pure devotee, even those who are bereft of love of Godhead get a chance to become devotees of the Lord one day. So this is a very appropriate purport for the devotees of the Lord, because as we were discussing yesterday, we are Goshtananandis. Goshtananandi is exemplified in the personality of Prahlad Maharaj, who, being a non-envious devotee of the Lord, completely freed from material desire, was thinking about the benefit of the whole world in Krishna consciousness. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had the same realization. He said that his happiness will be fulfilled when he sees the 14 worlds chanting the holy names. So when Prahlad Maharaj's father was killed by the Lord Nrisingadev, then Lord Nrisingadev asked Prahlad, "You are my dear devotee, so what benediction can I give you?" And he said, "My dear Lord, I have no desire for benediction. I please, though, will you deliver my father from material existence?" So even his father was his greatest enemy, because of course Hiranyakashipu tried to kill Prahlad Maharaj. But still, Prahlad Maharaj was so compassionate that he wanted to deliver even his father who tried to kill him. And we were mentioning the other day that this compassion is actually a very rare quality. The opposite of envy is passion. The opposite of envy is compassion. And if a devotee is actually freed from material desire, then he can develop actual compassion for the fallen souls. And as Bhaktivinoda Thakura has described, "When will that day come when my compassion for all fallen souls will manifest, and with a lowly heart I will go out to preach the divine command?" So when we become freed from these obstacles, then we can develop this actual compassion, which we see in great devotees like Prahlad Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj also, when he was going back to Godhead, then he asked, "Where is my mother?" We remember the story that Dhruva Maharaj's mother was the one who showed him the forest whereby he could seek out the Lord. So she's described in one way to be like one of his gurus. So he was going back to Godhead, and he lamented, "But I'm not going unless my mother is there." So he looked over the side and he saw the Vaikuntha airplane going back home, back to Godhead, and he was satisfied. So Dhruva Maharaj, he began Krishna consciousness with this material motivation, but still he also developed this highest compassion. So how do we develop this compassion? It is such an exalted quality. We simply serve the instruction of the spiritual master. That is the only way. On our own, we cannot become freed from these strong attachments to the material world. But by the grace of Guru Nguranga, these attachments can be given up. And we will also see the things of this world to be very insignificant. Stana vilasi tapasisti toham pampattavam devamaninduguyam kuchan vichivan apidiviratnam swamin pitatosmi varam nayache. Dhruva Maharaj is praying, "Oh my Lord, because I was seeking an opulent material position, I was performing severe penances and austerities. Now, I have gotten you, who are difficult for the great demigods, kings, and saintly persons to attain. I was searching after broken pieces of glass, but I found a most valuable jewel. Therefore, I am so satisfied, I do not wish to ask you for any benediction." So this is a devotee. Actually, a devotee is finished with this world. When we become Vaishnavas, that means devotees of Vishnu, devotees of Lord Krishna, what is the reason to live? This material world is the place of materialistic persons. So by the grace of Guru and Gauranga, we take our second birth. Just like tomorrow, we'll be having an initiation ceremony. And the candidates for initiation, it is considered like a second birth. First birth is into the womb of this material existence. But as we will be discussing tomorrow morning, Prabhupada said this ISKCON is like the womb of Krishna. So one who takes his birth by diksha, by initiation in the Krishna conscious movement, he takes his birth into the kingdom of God, and deathlessness begins at this moment of initiation. So that deathlessness, that begins when we take up the process of Krishna consciousness and give up our attachments to this material world. And only when we give up these attachments can we actually develop real compassion for those who are suffering in this world. If we're envying them, then how can we have compassion for them? Just like Prabhupada at Sasarupa Maharaja's sannyas initiation, he said, "Never look back and think you have left anything behind, and never envy the position of the materialists, but always be tasting the nectar of Krishna Nam, and then you will be convinced that there is nothing in this world, and that people, everyone needs this Krishna conscious movement. And then, as Prabhupada is instructing us, we will take the kirtan onto the streets." Only a selfish person can enjoy when he's seeing others suffer. You can just imagine someone is enjoying. It's like nowadays, people are so degraded that even if someone is being killed on the street, no one stops. No one stops. Oh, that may get hurt. And so only the most selfish person can stand by while others are suffering. So we have tasted the highest bliss of Krishna Nam, chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And we can't stand, but we have to open the windows one day. We have to, someday we just have to open up these curtains and throw open those windows and just run across the street into people's houses, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like Lord Nityananda, he used to go preaching with Haridas Thakur. So when they would go to the door, then Haridas was always telling Lord Nityananda, so I think we did the play here. So Lord Nityananda, please, when the young girls come, please don't disturb them. Because Nityananda was in the mood of Balaram. And Balaram, of course, had his pastimes with the gopis. So sometimes in the ecstasy of spreading the glories of the holy name, whenever Lord Nityananda would be at the door, he would see these young girls, he would think they were gopis, he would embrace them. So the house would address, this sadhu was coming to my door to embrace my daughter, what is this? So Haridas used to say, please, Nithai, this time just please, stop. Control yourself, don't go into this gopi bhav. And then in another mood, sometimes Nityananda Prabhu, he would be so desirous that people would chant, and he would fall on the ground and roll around while Haridas was preaching at the front door, smashing all the furniture and knocking everything over. And he'd say, I will not stop until you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So finally the people, all right, we'll chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So one day we'll do like that, we'll open the doors, Kalas will go next door, roll on the ground. If you don't chant, only Abhidhutas do this, these wild devotees. But maybe we can't do like that, but we should have the burning desire. Because as we explained many times, Krishna consciousness is blissful and is expanding. Ananda Bhuti Bharvanam. So the more that we can expand this chanting all over Christchurch and the Southern Island, and we will even infiltrate into Auckland's Nuvarshana's territory in the north, and we will spread the glories of the holy name. That is actually the purpose of our Padayatra, which is coming up. A Padayatra is nothing more than the opportunity in a very unique way to inform people about the glories of Krishna. And we have all experienced that when we chant in the association of non-devotees, it's especially sweet. Just like this afternoon, after this short lecture, we invited the people to chant with us. So we explained, actually, they were very fortunate in two ways. The first way was that they were blind. And being blind, they were actually fortunate because it's a humbling position. And they could learn to depend upon God. And also, they were not so unfortunate because it's stated in the Vedic scriptures that one can see through his ears, not through his eyes. So we explained, everyone is covered by darkness in this world. Oma gyan timadandasya dinandana shalakaya chakshur militam janatas maya sigita vena maha. That I offer my respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual master, who has opened my eyes with a torchlight of transcendental knowledge while I was standing blinded by the darkness of material existence. So actually everyone is blind in this material existence because no one knows who they are, where they are going. And actually Bhivamangal Thakur, he felt his eyes to be an obstacle to his spiritual advancement. He used to enjoy with one prostitute, Chintamani. And one day he came to his senses. She was preaching to him very strongly. So he came to his senses and he said, yes, I will go to Vrindavan. I will give up this nonsense. So he left the prostitute and renounced everything and was on his way to Vrindavan. And as he was going on the road to Vrindavan, he saw a beautiful young lady. He immediately became attracted to her and thinking, I want to enjoy this woman. So he approached her with lusty desires and captured her by the hair and took her into the house. And just that moment, her husband came home. Husband was a saintly person, so you are having these desires, so then go ahead, you enjoy your nonsense. So again, he came to his senses and he said, what can I do? He said, these senses are my greatest obstacles to advancing in spiritual life. So he said, my dear lady, you have one pin in your hair. In India, and the ladies keep their hair up with these long pins, what they're called. So he said, yes, he said, give me the pin. So she gave the pin and popped out his eyes. He said, now I can think of Krishna. My eyes will no longer be attracted to the worldly things. So even without eyes, we can still make progress in Krishna consciousness. Our ears are the most important thing. We can still reach the target of Krishna. Just like 1,000 years ago, when Muslims first came into India, the first Muslim invasion, it was a huge army, but there was one Kshatriya king who was in Punjab, which was the beginning of India. Small kingdom, but the Kshatriyas were very devoted in those days. They were righteous, pious kings. So when the Muslims came, an army which was 20 times the size of the Kshatriya king, it could not defeat the Kshatriya. Mm-hmm. 17 times this Muslim king, he charged with his hordes of soldiers, and 17 times it was repelled by this small kingdom of the Kshatriyas. So finally he made an alliance with another, the Muslim king made an alliance with another Hindu king to overthrow the first Raj, Kshatriya, and he succeeded. So every time, in the first 17 battles, every time that the Hindu king would win, the Kshatriya king would win, he would capture the Muslim king, but he would spare his life. He would say, all right, you can go now. So on the 18th battle, when the Muslim won, he captured the Hindu king. He said, I'm not going to be as foolish as you. I'm not going to let you go. So what he did is he took a hot iron rod and he poked it through his eyes into his head of his king. But still, the king was living by reputation. So a great person, he reasons ill who says that Vaishnavas die when thou art still living and sound. So this king was living by his great reputation, although he was blind. So the Muslim king could not tolerate this, so he wanted to humiliate him. So he said, all right, you think you are such a great person. He said, do you think you can shoot a dove as it flies across the sporting arena? And the Hindu king said, yes, very easily. I can sense the target. So he said, all right. And the Muslim king wanted to prove him wrong and thus take away all his life, because when a Kshatriya loses his reputation, that is worse than losing his life. We know that when Krishna was supposed to kill Rukma, instead of killing him with a sword, he snipped at his hair and his mustache. He can be disfigured like that. So it's very embarrassing for a Kshatriya to lose. One great Kshatriya king, he lost one battle and he came back to his kingdom. Actually, Kshatriya should lay down his life on the battlefield, but he came back. The palace door was closed. So he said, he knocked at the door, and the people said, oh, the queen has closed the door. She said, tell him the king is back. Tell her the king is back. So the word came back from the queen. It could not be the king, because he was actually the king, and he was defeated. He would lay his life down on the battlefield. That was a real Kshatriya. So they were very righteous, and to be humiliated was... what does it say in Gita? To be dishonored is worse than death. So the Muslim king, he took the eyes out of the Hindu king, but he wanted to humiliate him. So even though he was blind, he drew his bow, and they were about ready to put the dove flying across the arena. So he raised his bow. He said to the king, the Muslim king, he said, dear sir, I only request one thing, that you give me the word the dove is released. You shout some message, the dove is released. So he raised his bow, and the dove was supposed to fly here, so he raised his bow, and when the bird was let free, the Muslim king said, he is now gone! And he went, and he shot the Muslim king. Because he heard the voice. So at that point, all the Muslim soldiers, they chopped the Hindu king to pieces. But this was a glorious way to die, because even though he was blind, he achieved his aim. So in the same way, try to tie this one in. Even though people are spiritually blind, even though they're materially blind, rather, if a person is materially blind, there's no disqualification for becoming Krishna conscious. The most important thing is to hear about the Lord. So we are spreading this chanting of Hare Krishna through the hearing process. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. No matter how disqualified people are, just like the king had lost his vision, because he could hear very well, instead of shooting the dove, he shot the Muslim king right to the heart. So although we may have no qualifications, we are blind, blinded by this material existence. Nevertheless, if we lend some oral reception to this transcendental vibration, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then we can certainly be successful. So this is what we're doing. We're giving the people the opportunity to hear about Krishna. I told you the story one time in Harinam in Paris. Prabhupada was there, and in a temple we did a Harinam. And one lady walked down the street, she put her fingers in her ears like this. She didn't want to hear the Maha Mantra. Got back to the temple, and I told Prabhupada there was this one lady who put her fingers in her ears. And Prabhupada said, "What did you do?" "I didn't do anything, Prabhupada." But I said, "You should have taken her hands and pulled them out of her ears and chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama." So be sure and certain that this holy name of the Lord, it is not different than Krishna. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vimbuha. So it is, O my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benediction upon the living entities. Thus you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna and Govinda, etc. In all these names you've invested all your transcendental energies, and there is no hard and fast rule for the chanting of Hare Krishna. Unfortunate as I am, I have no attraction. We are just like the lady who's plugging up her ears. Actually, that is our position, because if we actually open up our hearts and let the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra enter, then in a very short time we would be, our hairs would stand on end and tears would come from the eyes. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says like that, that upon chanting the holy names of the Lord, if one's eyes do not fill with tears and his skin does not erupt in goosebumps, and hair standing out, then he said, that means that there's some offense there. So we are chanting, of course, we must be getting near, because the brahmacharis are really twirling tonight. But the point is that we have to cleanse the heart. So someone may ask the question, if I am chanting Hare Krishna, and I'm committing offenses, then obviously I'm committing offenses. How am I going to make progress? But the point is, we are not willingly trying to commit offenses, but rather we are trying to, as much as possible, avoid the offenses to the holy name, and therefore some gradual progress is there. But if we can actually become free from the offensive chant, come to the clearing stage, and then we can easily advance to the pure stage, the sudhana, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra without any offense, all pure, and then we will get the full result. But that is not enough. Even if we derive, we get the benefit by the mercy of the holy name to get the full benefit of Hare Krishna, then our work has just begun. Because Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness means you save yourself and then you go out and you save others. But that is our process. And that must be the highest pleasure. Because who is the greatest devotee of the Lord? Srila Prabhupada. And what is his business? What was he doing when he was here? He was traveling and preaching Krishna consciousness. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when he came to this world, what did he do? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So it is both the means and the end. Already in the beginning stages, one time a devotee said to Prabhupada, this chanting is so ecstatic. And Prabhupada said, you do not know what is ecstasy yet. So it is such a wonderful process. And it is meant to be shared with others. Again, only the most selfish person will be enjoying and watching others suffer. So somehow or other, through
collections and through book distribution and through Padayatra and through Ratha Yatra and through festivals and our Sunday programs and our restaurants and all these things. These are all means to attract people to Krishna consciousness, and this is the purport of this verse. Hare Krishna. So it's getting a little late, so we can take rest and look forward to chanting the glories of Śrīla Prabhupāda at Mangalārti. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Rishi Gaurita ki jai, Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki jai, Gaura Prema.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
Now, Mr. Paramahansa Guru Prakashaya. Ashwatthana Sutta Sri Srimad Sivayanga Siskan Kandra Chaya A Sri Bhaktivinanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Ananda Kodi Vaishnava Vindi Nam Chaya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Ramza Guho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadar Har Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakti Rindu Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki Mathura Dham Ki Devuri Maya Padam Ki Ganga Jamuna Mai Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Tulsi Maharani Ki His Divine Grace Shri Prabhupada Ki Thai Gaura Chandra Ki Shminar Shinga Deva Ki Gaura Premanandi All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga.